Good love. This is the breakfast 8:37. We've got a couple of spirited guests in the studio here this morning. Upcoming presentation at Lindsay Little Theater. Good night, Desdemona. Good morning, Juliet. We've
well
got to
very well done.
I got it right. Very good.
Did you like his French accent?
Yes.
Rebecca Ann Bloom, star of the show, and Shannon Peters-Bain, director of the show, are here this morning. So, this sounds interesting. I'm looking at the poster. We've got William Shakespeare in a bucket of some kind with his toque flying off and a beer headed for his head. So, this might be a little bit non-traditional.
It's a waste paper basket,
actually. It's a waste paper basket,
and it
plays
a very important part in this play because that's where our lead, Constance Leadbelly, falls down. It's sort of like a down the rabbit hole Wizard of Oz sort of thing. So she warps into different Shakespearean worlds. And hilarity ensues, obviously, but that waste paper basket is the portal.
I'm sure it does. Ah. Mm-hmm. It is billed as a comedy about drama. You say it makes reference to a couple of different Shakespeare productions. Some physical comedy in this baby.
Just a little bit. Yes, I was asking Rebecca how her nose was this morning because we did some nice little face plants yesterday. It's really the character that Rebecca has developed in Constance is an incredibly delightfully awkward person who reacts to all of these very intense Shakespearean actors who end up in her vicinity. So her reactions are really cool. And yes, this is a physical show.
Okay. And your reaction to the faceplant yesterday?
I remember just lying there being like, just everything's fine. Everything's fine. You're on stage. Don't laugh out loud.
Because you also had to be dead at the moment. It's hard to be wanting to crack up and
But I think honestly it was probably one of the key acting moments in my career.
Too bad it wasn't on film, right?
No, it's live theater.
It's live theater.
Really, you gotta come see. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your character then. It is Constance Leadbelly.
Yes.
And does this character suit you? Is this something that you've really been able to get into?
Yeah. So while I was reading the script, she has a lot of really intense monologues that she just kind of prattles on in a weird Woody Allen type feature-esque type thing. And I was like, wow, I really can identify with that brain, the one that's just always going and going and going, and like one thing leads to another random thought, and she just talks and talks and talks. And I'm like, that must be how people feel when they look at me. She's an assistant professor and she's trying to write her thesis, and she has a really interesting idea about the Shakespeare and how she's going to put it out there to the world. But she also has kind of got a little bit of self-doubt in her brain that she has to work through throughout the play. And I find that very much in my own life. Like, I have great ideas. How to get there is always the journey that everyone wants to see.
I see. And we mentioned the physical comedy, and Shannon, you also mentioned sort of a Wizard of Oz motif where everything isn't necessarily happening in reality.
Yeah, it's really cool. The casting's neat. So we've got, we have a large cast and half of them have double roles. So they'll show up in Constance's office in Queens. She is a Queens University professor. And then once she falls down into the waste paper basket, she ends up meeting some of these characters along the way who turn into Shakespearean. So it's really, we're inside of her mind, and the set works really well to sort of help the audience figure out, along with Constance, what is going on.
This is one of the biggest casts in recent memory for Lindsay Little Theater, isn't it?
Yes, we've got 10 people on and off stage, and just about as many in crew. It is a ambitious, huge production that everyone has seriously committed to. It's been awesome.
This is it, because, I called it practice before we went on the air.
Rehearsal.
Yes. It's a lot of work. Put together something like this.
I've noticed. Yes, but it's been, I mean, what I love about the theater and community theater, no one is there who doesn't want to be there. Everyone is volunteering their time and their energy and their talent, and it's just been incredible. We've got cast members who are also painting. We're doing a lot of canvas changes.
Yeah, they're multi-layered cast members.
And Desdemona, Sydney, who plays Desdemona, head thing that looks atrocious. And
it poked me yesterday.
Yes, it did poke me yesterday, which is physical. And your reaction was awesome. It's just everybody has been so involved. So it's really been incredible to watch this very ambitious play come together. Thanks to all the 20 people that are helping out.
We're talking about Good Night, Desdemona, Good Morning, Juliet. And when's it start? This Friday?
This Friday.
Okay. And from there, where do you go? How many presentations?
We have this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and then next weekend, Friday.
Definitely Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Question mark on the Saturday, because I think we wanted the Saturday, but it's not up.
I have a matinee on the 25th.
Yes, so that for sure.
And 16th and 17th and the 23rd at 8 p.m.
You got it.
I just dialed up your website right there. So.
Yeah.
All that, and it sounds exciting, and I know you guys really have a lot of energy in here just talking about it, so it must be a tremendous presentation. So anybody who's into the theater at all, into Shakespeare, physical comedy, we're hitting all the bases here, guys. This sounds fantastic. Where can people get tickets?
You can get them at the Ticketmaster website, at the Academy Theater box office, or if you want to come on that night and just see if there's anything available, we will be selling tickets at the door as well at Lindsay Little Theater.
Okay, well, let's fill the seats there. And we've got a couple of tickets to give away right now for someone interested in heading for opening night this Friday at 8 o'clock of Good Night, Desdemona, Good Morning, Juliet.
Got it.
Academy Theater on Friday night. Thank you two for being here. This sounds good.
You're very
welcome.
Thank you
so much for having us.
Happy to have you. LindsayLittleTheater.com. We are at 705-324-9100.